Several Latin American leaders will gather in Ecuador tomorrow for the swearing-in of its president. They're also planning to meet privately to discuss the deepening political crisis in Venezuela. This diplomatic initiative is known informally as the Group of Friends of Venezuela, and it's being led by Brazil's new president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. While many Venezuelans have welcomed the diplomatic initiative, some question President Lula's impartiality. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Venezuela's opposition forces are hoping to get the United States more directly involved as a mediator in their standoff with President Hugo Chavez, whom they're trying to remove from power. Last month, Washington endorsed the idea of solving the crisis with some kind of special election, essentially the opposition's game plan. The opposition is not so eager to have Brazil involved. It suspects that Brazil's new left-wing government is too cozy with Chavez. And in fact, President Lula and President Chavez do have a lot in common politically. Eduardo Suplicy, the leader of Lula's Workers' Party in the Brazilian Senate, says Brazil's new government sympathizes with Chavez.
We can see President Chavez and his government as a progressive force in Latin America after so many years of the elite in power in Venezuela.
Chavez likes to claim Lula as a political ally, a sentiment that's echoed by some right-wing commentators in Washington who've worried about the formation of a new axis of socialism between Lula, Chavez, and Fidel Castro. Former ambassador and Brazil scholar Lincoln Gordon says he's encountered that fear in Washington, but he says it's fading.
There are people here who don't know anything about Brazil, who certainly were very frightened at the idea of a Labor Party man becoming president of Brazil, but my impression is that that attitude has greatly reduced. I mean, look at what's happened in the international financial markets.
In the 2 weeks since Lula was sworn in, the Brazilian currency has recovered much of the value that it lost during the election, when investors pulled their money out of Brazil for fear of another Chavez. Now that Lula has appointed rock-ribbed capitalists to run the economy, a lot of that money is flowing back. Gordon says Lula may think twice about risking those gains by showing too much affection for Chavez. Nonetheless, Chavez is desperate for some leftist solidarity. He's asked Lula to send him petroleum workers to help revive Venezuela's oil industry, which has been crippled by an opposition strike. Luiz Felipe Lamprea, a former foreign minister for Brazil and director of a foreign policy think tank, says Chavez is asking too much of Lula.
I don't think that Brazil should be actively taking part in the conflict by siding with the government or siding, of course, with the opposition, even less. So I think that this kind of initiative, in my view, would be crossing a dangerous line.
But Lula already has taken a step toward that line. Late last month, when he was still the president-elect, he convinced the outgoing administration to sell Venezuela an emergency supply of gasoline, which gave Chavez some breathing room. But now that Lula is in office, he's been more hesitant. Brazil's petroleum workers have announced that they would resist being used as international strikebreakers, a vow that Lula, as a former labor leader, is likely to take seriously. For the moment, Lula has put off a decision on Chavez's request for help. And the longer he stalls, the more likely it seems that Lula simply can't afford to bail out his Venezuelan comrade. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.